You're listening to the Heroes Podcast Network.
Hello, all you Star Wars fans, and welcome back to another episode of Echo Station Podcast. I'm Ian, and I'm joined by, Chris the Magnanimous tonight?
Chris the Magnanimous, yes.
Yes, my lovely co-host Chris, and we have a lot to talk about today, so we're not going to do what we learned in the Star Wars universe, because we learned a lot this weekend.
Yeah.
For those who live under a rock, D23 was this weekend. They've announced everything from new Marvel shows to movies to a bunch of stuff. But of course, we're going to be focusing on the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah. Unfortunately, because I'm literally looking at the new WandaVision poster right now, and it is adorable.
Did you see the creepy shadow behind Vision?
It's not creepy. It's their shadows.
Do you think that it looks like her headpiece?
Yeah, it's their superhero shadows.
I know, I'm wondering if she's going to get her actual costume in this or not.
It certainly looks like her headpiece.
Yeah.
The crown. That'd be cool. I'm so stoked.
Yeah, they just released also like Black Widow, which is going to look like in the new movie too, but that's... And she gets like an all-white suit now?
Yes, and it was on display. I have like some high-res photos of it, and I'm already trying to source fabric.
Are you really?
Yes.
That's hilarious, and also very much
White
you.
Widow.
Please White do.
Widow. Yeah.
The White Widow.
White Widow.
Very White Widow.
With whipped cream.
With whipped, with
cool whip. And Will Wheaton.
Yes, I love how... We're not even talking about, minutes in almost, and we're not talking about Star Wars. It's whatever.
Sorry.
It's cool. We get distracted. Anywho. We love Disney. We love Disney here.
Yeah, no, so this was, like, of all the D23s to not
attend. This was
attend,
the one.
This was the one.
And so for those who don't know, D23 is basically, like, what, like the Disney Comic-Con? Is that how
it
you
is.
Describe
it's,
it?
It is. It's Disney Comic-Con. I actually went to the very first D23. Back when it was for D23 members only.
Ooh. Fancy.
Yeah. And it was just a giant Comic-Con style preview of everything that they were working on, from merchandise to new park rides to new hotels, you know, movies, etc. And it's a blast.
Yes, it's a Disney mecca. It's everything Disney. They've announced, you know, more stuff for Frozen 2. They've announced, you know, movies down the line. You know, like we said, Marvel, Star Wars, basically anything that Disney owns. They've announced some big projects that are either coming out this year or in years to follow.
It's definitely a must-do for huge Disney fans.
I do want to go one of these years, but this year definitely was like a year, like, if I did not go, then... You know, this was a year to, for sure, in the books, to say the least.
Yeah.
So, to kick things off, speaking of Disney, let's talk about Disney Plus. That is, of course, their new streaming service, which is going to have everything under basically the Disney umbrella, minus a few things that are, you know, Fox-owned or maybe not that, you know, on the Disney brand for certain things.
It can be bundled. You can do it as a bundle with Hulu and
ESPN.
A special portion of ESPN. It's not going to be full ESPN.
Right.
It'll probably be ESPN The Ocho.
I'm just going to do the Disney Plus, though, because I get Hulu free with my Sprint stuff.
Damn,
I don't really care about ESPN.
How'd you do that?
Hulu, you get free Hulu with Sprint, I believe.
That's cool. We get HBO.
Ooh, fancy.
The streaming version with AT&T.
Oh, see, that's nice. Each one has their own like little perks.
But we have Hulu, so I'm probably gonna bundle it.
There you go. That's smart. Right now I believe the price point is what, $12 for Disney
Plus?
Yeah,
it's extremely reasonable.
Yeah, which is less
for
than
all
what
the
Netflix
content
is
that
doing right now.
Yeah.
So Netflix has some competition coming up soon. Launches fully on November 11th and November 12th is where a bunch of the shows will start streaming and whatnot. So Disney Plus, what they have released is that their episodes are going to be a weekly basis. They're not going to be what Netflix does and launches them all at once.
Yeah. No binge mode.
No, for those who don't know, the DC Universe app, which I am subscribed to, they do that as well. And I really like that format because you don't, you know, binge watch it and then, you know, you're done after a day or two and you're like, okay, where's the rest of it?
Yeah. Hulu does that with a lot of their original series, The Handmaid's Tale. If you're watching, it's kind of my guilty pleasure right now. Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Which I heard that's really funny.
It is. It's really good if you're looking for a lighthearted comedy type thing. Plus, there's a lot of London nostalgia in it for me. I like it. But yeah, that's a weekly release.
And I have to say, I like the weekly releases.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it does drive me crazy because, of course, at the end of every episode, I'm like, ah!
Right. But it leaves you wanting more. It leaves you going like, you know, yeah. Oh, I know this is coming. Like, for example, Titans comes back September 6th, and their schedule is on a Friday. So I know every Friday I have a new episode to look forward to for, you know, 13 weeks, which is great.
Yeah, exactly. And be honest, like right it. Now, I mean, currently, they don't have a whole lot of content. So it's really a smart way to do it.
Yes. Most of their content is going to actually be in the Marvel shows. They have about, I think, 4 or 5 Marvel shows.
Yeah.
And they're going to be released, like we said, weekly, but they're not going to be released until, I believe, next year. But
I'd like to see some more kids programming on there. You know, like something off the Disney Channel, like the Tangled, the series, the Rapunzel series is really cute. That would be nice.
I'm sure it's going
to
be on there.
Stream. I don't know how they're handling that stuff.
I think everything on Disney XD and on the Disney Channel is going to be on there because like Lizzie McGuire is going to be on there, That's Where Raven's going to be on there, a bunch of old Disney Channel classics are going to be on there. So I would assume that Sweet. Stuff will be on there as well. Speaking of which, side note, they're also bringing back Lizzie McGuire, and I cannot wait for that.
Yes, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's not Star Wars related, but I'm very happy about that. So Disney Plus, like they said, is going to do weekly episode instead of just binging it all, which I think is a smart move. It leaves the viewer wanting more and whatnot, so I can't wait. They do start launching that with the series stuff on November 12th, which is coming up very soon.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they have a mobile version or like a PlayStation version yet for this. I would assume they will, but I'm not sure if they released that information or not.
I know that it won't work with Amazon Fire.
Oh, the Fire Stick?
Yeah, but so I'm wondering if it will be Google Cast compatible, because I like to cast things.
Interesting.
I would assume since
your witchy self likes to cast things? What?
I love to cast things. I would assume since they specifically said that it won't be compatible with the Amazon Fire Stick, that it will be compatible with Google.
I would assume so, or some kind of Roku, or they'll add it on somewhere. But so with that in mind, we have our first, series that announced that the Clone Wars, which will be streaming on Disney Plus, is going to be coming back in February.
And we've already had the preview for that, and it was epic.
Which I would assume now that it's coming out in February, we'll get probably one more maybe trailer before then. Not sure.
Yeah, that would make sense. I mean, February is still a ways off.
Yes. Dave Filoni, I believe he said there's either 13 or 14 episodes of that.
He's got his hands in all the cookie jars.
He does, and I love Dave Filoni, so I'm more power to him. So we have that big announcement. So they're February. They didn't say when in February, they just said February. So I would assume probably the middle of February seems about right.
Obviously, they're going to release it for President's Day weekend.
Yeah, I agree. Because that thing says President's Day like Ahsoka.
That is February, right? Yeah, that's February.
That is, yes. I mean, they're both.
Or maybe it'll be Valentine's Day. Because nothing says sweet. I love you like the Clone Wars.
Like Star Wars and murdering Jedi.
I love it.
And then we have, on the heels of that, a huge trailer drop.
Yes.
For a, you know, little independent series called The Mandalorian.
So we did a whole episode where we focused on The Mandalorian and talking about the cast that we knew about several months ago and where we thought the direction they were going to take the show, just based on the few random photos that we had gotten that had been leaked and whatnot. So what do you think, based on what we said, compared to what we're seeing from the trailer?
So what we said, when we were talking about that, that was on the heels of, I believe, was it Celebration, right? Or was it before Celebration? Yes. We talked about that.
Something like that?
I think it might have been actually before Celebration. But during Celebration, they released a scissor reel. And what that looked like to me when I watched it was kind of like a glorified high-budget fan film. This looks so much more polished. And this actually looks like a Star Wars show.
It looks good.
It does. It looks very good.
It actually, to me, it kind of looks like the Clone Wars, if the Clone Wars were live action.
Well, you know who's directing the first episode.
I know, exactly. That's why I said he has his hands in all the cookie jars.
Yes, Dave Filoni is directing the first episode.
All the Wookiee cookie jars.
All the cookie jars. He is also, I believe, an executive producer on the show itself.
Yes.
Obviously, Jon Favreau is a showrunner.
I actually have that up right now. And I think that... Oh, it doesn't have executive producer on there, does it?
I think he has an executive producer
credit. Yes, he somewhere. Is. Yep.
Which is great because he knows his stuff.
Yeah.
Jon Favreau said that this show is very much Star Wars mixed with Mad Max, and I cannot wait for that. Because Mad Max is one of my favorite series, and I love the latest Mad Max, so I cannot wait for that. But yeah. This trailer that dropped, holy crap.
It's so good.
It is so unbelievably good. It's so stylized. It's great. It's yeah. What it is.
So back when we first talked about this, my wishes for the series were that we were going to get a gritty sort of space cowboy opera kind of thing that, you know, kind of reminiscent of Firefly. And that's totally the vibe that I got from this particular trailer drop.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Gritty and dark. And it was just so cool. Like, just that opening scene where we see the bloody speared helmets of...
The stormtroopers?
Of the original trooper helmets.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
It's like, oh, because this does take place, I believe, 5 years, they said, after Return of the Jedi, so the Empire's in shambles.
Yeah.
And it looks like there's some pretty good action and violence in this show.
Oh, yeah.
I love, you see IG-11 just, like, twirling around and shooting his blaster and just hitting people left and right. That was fantastic.
Yeah. Do we have a rating for this? I don't think we have a rating for it yet.
I don't. I'm going to say it's going to probably be either TV PG or TV 14.
I'm going to bet on TV 14.
It would be a safe bet for probably TV 14.
Yeah. If they want to keep it as interesting as this particular trailer drop was, I would, yeah.
Yeah. We see a bunch of classic aliens. We finally see the return of, like, a Twi'lek in live action since...
And how cool does she look?
Since episode 3, but...
Yeah.
She looks amazing. She's played by the same actress who plays Tonks in the Harry Potter series.
Just that one look that she gives the camera.
And she winks.
Says so much.
Yeah.
Says so much.
I'm betting she's a rival bounty hunter, and we'll see her quite a few times in the series.
That'd be cool. My friends and I are all going to be fighting over who gets to cosplay her.
Well, I have Purple Leku, so...
So it's going to be you?
No, I'm not saying it's going to be me, but whoever wants to can maybe, like, slip me an extra 20 and I can maybe, you know, be like, oh, they're borrowing them already. Sorry.
But I'm your favorite.
Well, slip me a 20. We'll see. Since you're my favorite, you can do $30.
Oh, jeez. I see how that works.
Yeah, she looks great. The rest of the cast looks great. They didn't have Pedro Pascal, who plays the Mandalorian. He didn't say a word. Classic Mando style. I really hope they actually have him, though, speak and stuff. Like, I don't want the Boba Fett treatment. I want him to actually talk and do things.
We have to see his beautiful face. Come on.
Like, I'm okay with not even seeing the face. Like, give me at least dialogue.
He's got a wonderful voice, so we definitely need to hear it. They're not going to cast Pedro Pascal and not have him speak. Come on.
I would hope not.
That would be ridiculous.
We found out that, I can't remember the man's name, but I think if it pulled up, the man who plays Gus in Breaking Bad, he's in it.
Giancarlo Esposito, I think?
That sounds right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's him.
He is what looks like an Imperial officer of some kind.
And what's very interesting is that like our first person of color Imperial?
Live action? I honestly can't remember.
Because there used to be, I know there used to be like a fan theory that the Empire was, you know, like anti anything but white humanoid. Humans.
That was true because they didn't like how Thrawn was in the Empire.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure.
But I don't know if that's canon anymore.
I think he's great. I cannot wait to see more of his character. He seems like a high-ranking Imperial officer of some kind.
He's good at being menacing. It'll be interesting.
I think he's high-ranking because he was surrounded by Death Troopers.
Oh, yeah. Well, and he's got a cloak. If you got a cloak, you know, you're important. Yeah. We know this. This is how it works.
So I'm betting he's some kind of officer, maybe a Grand Admiral of some kind or whatever.
It's an interesting outfit. It's not one we've seen before.
No, a lot of these outfits aren't, which is great.
And the Death Troopers were very cool looking.
Yeah, it was nice to see those again, because you didn't know very what happened menacing. To them after Rogue One, but it's nice that they're still being used. So that drops November 12th. Go watch the trailer for yourself, because it's a lot. I know we probably didn't cover some stuff, but it's a lot to take in, and just go watch it for yourself.
Firefly class looking ships.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Going around.
So go watch it. Go let us know. Tweet us at Echo Station Cast. Let us know what your opinions are about this, because we want to hear it. And moving on from that, another trailer dropped, but only for D23 people, and that was a little something for Rise of Skywalker.
Lucky bastards.
We also got an official poster, which depicts Rey and Kylo fighting on some kind of metal structure, and then looming over them is good ol' Sheev.
Good ol' Sheev.
Sheev Palpatine. Sheev
Palpatine.
If anyone was in doubt that he would return, he's on the poster, folks, so yes. He's coming back. They talked about a lot of the movie. They talked about how very much Leia is the heart of this movie, so that makes me wonder if she's going to be in it more than what we were led to believe.
Which will be interesting, since it's going to all be footage from the previous two.
It will be, and especially since scenes have to be written around that dialogue and those movements and everything, but it'll be interesting to see how they incorporate that in there. During the sizzle reel, one of the most talked about moments is Rey with wearing all black and wielding a dual-bladed red lightsaber that comes apart to become two lightsabers.
I'm so here for this. So there are several sources that are claiming that this is what they saw.
Yes, this isn't just... And they also talked about it in interviews as well. Like, it is something that they saw.
Yeah.
We don't know if it's a vision. We don't know if it's actually happening. My bet is that she foresees it, or someone, you know, gives her a premonition, a force vision of if she falls the dark side, then this is who you become, or something like that.
Yeah. As trailer-wise, I think it's a red herring. I think it's a red lightsaber herring.
It's going to be in it for sure, but it's going to be, yeah.
I think it's going to be like the dark side cave on Dagobah.
I can see that.
Like a dark force vision.
I also like how we also get to learn a little bit more about Finn in this movie, according to John Boyega.
Yay, Finn.
J.J. Abrams confirmed that the trio will not be split up in this movie like in The Last Jedi. They're going to be going on adventures together. And an interesting note, someone also said that during the trailer they saw a red-eyed C-3PO.
Interesting.
So, does C-3PO have, like, a kill mode? What's going on? We don't know.
Kill mode. He had the red arm, and he decided that was too extra, so he's just dialing it back to a red eye now.
I don't know what's gonna happen. It's gonna be very interesting.
It's interesting.
I'm assuming that we're gonna get a full trailer sometime in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Because like I said, December is creeping up on us and they have to release something soon.
Not too much longer.
No, I'm gonna guess, like I said, I think Monday they said that they may release a scissor reel from D23 of what we saw, or what some people saw, as like an actual like HD quality thing. I don't know yet.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get something this week.
But it's, I cannot wait for this movie. They hyped it up a lot at D23. And of course, you know, JJ said that there's going to be a bunch of surprises in here, a bunch of callbacks to the original 6 films.
I feel like because it is the last, it's probably going to get accused of being a bit fan servicey. But I'm totally on board with that. That's how I want this to end. Yeah. I want it to be fan servicey.
It can't pander to, you know, the ones that go, "Oh, let's do this story." No, give the fans what they want.
Yeah. And I think that's totally reasonable. I mean, obviously bringing Palpatine back is super fan servicey.
Well, speaking of him, there is a fan theory going around, and I can get behind this, that Palpatine's essence resides in Vader's helmet, and he's been controlling Ben that way.
Interesting.
Because remember in episode 7, he goes, "Show me and talk to me, show me the way of the dark side again."
It's like cursed object.
And that's what I'm thinking it might be, because the Sith can do that. They can imbue objects with their spirits.
Like a holochrome.
Exactly. So it would be very interesting to see if he's in that helmet or not. And if he gets released.
That is an interesting theory.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. But go check out, we tweeted the poster on our Twitter at Echo Station Cast. Also, we tweeted that a bunch of Lego sets were recently leaked, featuring a bunch of the new characters. Some you're kind of wondering what's going on, because Carrie Russell's character is with the Y-Wing set and she's flying it. So you kind of got to wonder what's going on there. So our final bit of news that we were treated to is, of course, the confirmation that Ewan McGregor is coming back as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It's literally the best news ever.
After months and months and basically like a year or two of speculation, we can finally confirm from Kathleen Kennedy that he is coming back as Obi-Wan in his own series on Disney+. They said they start filming next year, so I would imagine we won't get to see it till the end of 2020, beginning of 2021.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm fine. It's waited this long. I'm fine with waiting more.
I agree. She did say that the scripts were basically all written.
Interesting.
So there's no news on a showrunner. There's no news on who's directing them yet. But
We've got George Lucas coming back for The Mandalorian, so I wouldn't be surprised if he's got his hand.
Oh, he has to.
In Obi-Wan. Yeah.
I do like that they did say, they give it a timeline though, so it takes place during Solo.
Interesting.
So, it's an interesting, yeah, it's, you know, about 4 or 5 years before episode 4. It's kind of when Rebels is starting out, so could we see an Ahsoka? I don't know.
He seems pretty young to be moving that far ahead of time.
Well, they're going to old him up, probably.
Eh, I don't want to old him up. I want hot Ewan McGregor.
They're probably going to old him up just a little bit.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for this series. This is the series that I will be
so stoked
watching with, you know, much, much anticipation. He's very happy to be back, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah.
He's very happy. He wants to be back.
I mean, he's a Star Wars fan.
Yeah, exactly.
He started as a Star Wars fan. His uncle was in Star Wars, you know?
Yes, his uncle played Wedge.
Just one of my favorite Star Wars trivia bits.
I really can't wait for that. It was a good way to end the kind of Star Wars announcements, I thought. Besides, of course, you know, the Rise of Skywalker stuff, it was very nice to end it with Ewan McGregor coming back as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder if we'll see some appearances from Liam Neeson as a Force Ghost.
That would be interesting.
That would be pretty cool.
It was funny. Someone asked Dave Filoni in an interview. They said, you know, with all these series out and, you know, all these characters interacting with another, how would you feel about some of your, you know, the characters in the cartoon coming into live action form? And he gave away like the biggest smile. Like, he wasn't prepared for that. Like, I think someone's coming into live action.
It's got to be Ahsoka. Oh, it has to be Ahsoka.
Ahsoka or maybe Sabine? Possibly Hera. I don't know.
Like a flat... Well, yeah.
It's in Solo, so it happens before Rebels. Ahsoka could be there, but I feel like she would be... I don't know. Maybe Hondo?
Maybe.
Because he had a coy smile and he goes, never say never. I don't know. The possibilities are endless. It's like, sir, that was your tell. Someone's coming in.
Don't play poker. Yeah. Sir, don't play poker.
Someone's coming in. We know it.
You're terrible at Sabacc. Yes. Give up.
You will lose your ship, sir. So that wraps it up for us. We know it's kind of a shortened episode, but we had to get it through a bunch of news.
Yes.
There was a bunch of stuff to go over, and I'm sure we glossed over maybe a few things. We're sorry. But tweet us at EchoStationCast. Let us know what you thought of all the D23 news. If we missed something, let us know. What'd you think of our opinions on all these topics? We want to hear and interact with you guys. Follow me on Twitter at IRTurner, and then on Instagram and Facebook at House of Turner Cosplay. Where can they find you?
I am on the Twitter sphere at The Dirt Witch, and I'm on Instagram at Chris Jaded. That's Jaded with an ED at the end.
Don't forget to follow heroespodcasts.com. That's where you can find our show and many other shows on there. Drop us a review on Apple on the podcast section, and we will be sure to shout you out on a future episode. So don't forget to do that, guys. But until then, take in all this news, you know, relax,
enjoy it. This is the era of Star Wars.
Know that things are very much coming our way in the next few months, being Mandalorian and, Rise of Skywalker and many things on the horizon after that.
Yeah. We've got plenty of content to keep on sending your way.
Exactly. So until then, may the Force be with you guys.
May the Force be with you.